Our mailbag runneth over. Here to help me give your words their due is producer and editor Christopher Johnson. Hey, Christopher.
Hey, Farai. How you doing?
I'm great. So what are folks writing about this week?
As always, the Bloggers Roundtable is generating some seriously hot fire. Yesterday, you all talked about Bill Cosby and psychiatrist Alvin Poussaint. They've written a book together titled, Come On, People, On the Path from Victims to Victors. Cosby and Dr. Poussaint appeared on Meet the Press over the weekend, and the comic actor struck his now familiar position, critiquing black communities.
Kid is studying, and so they say to the kid, you're acting white, which is a put-down to make this kid stop studying. If you're black, and you say to me, because you see me studying, you're acting white, what is it you're saying about black people?
And here's what blogger Brandon Whitney thought of Cosby's comments.
He doesn't have a lot of credibility for me. He's pretty much insulting to people on the lower economic spectrum. And a lot of what he has to say is dead on. He's absolutely correct in a lot of what he has to say. But the way he says it, I mean, why listen to somebody who insults you when they say they're trying to help you? It doesn't make sense.
Don Scott in Las Vegas heard that conversation and wrote this. It was really strange to hear Brandon Whitney so upset about the tone of Mr. Cosby's comments about our problems in the community. Mr. Whitney, being only 26 years old, probably is not aware of the years of whispering and urging that went on years before his birth. I say, whatever it takes. Right on, Mr. Cosby.
We also got this letter about Bill Cosby's comments. It comes from an anonymous listener who writes, as a single parent to a black male who has not made choices that have benefited him, I beg to differ with Mr. Cosby on every level. Yes, my decision to bring him into the world under less than stellar conditions put him at a disadvantage. However, his entire life I fought and tried with all my might to ask for help from males of his level. I never received assistance from any program available in our community. We poor single parents do all we can. I will never give up on my son. My support is unconditional. And we also got a letter about our special sports bloggers roundtable last week, hosted by NPR's Tony Cox. Ted Everts in San Francisco was listening, and he didn't like what he heard. Ted writes, I'm sorry, but I just found the sports blog piece ridiculous. You had your guests talking about black blogs and white blogs, black blogs being those that talk about hip-hop in the street, and white blogs being those that use that white frat boy humor. Are we really to believe all black people talk street and all white people talk frat? Hey, some people can make such simplistic racist comments, but I would expect Tony Cox to call them on it.
And finally, we got a letter from Jay Norcross in Little Rock, Arkansas. Jay wrote in about our Africa update this week with Amira Woods, co-director of Foreign Policy and Focus at the Institute of Policy Studies. Now, Farai, you and Amira discussed the Defense Department's official launch of the U.S. African Command, known as AFRICOM. Jay heard that one and writes, I was appalled with your interview with Amira Woods. She was greatly uninformed as to the purpose and intent of AFRICOM and nearly hysterical in her vehement opposition. I enjoy listening to NPR for its coverage on wide and divergent points of view, but the amount of airtime given, with no rebuttal, to such a hugely biased person was far from the objectivity I have come to expect from NPR. That's it for letters, and thanks to all of you for writing in. Please keep the letters coming. If you want to drop us a note, just log on to npr.org and click Contact Us. Now make sure you tell us where you're writing from, and make sure you tell us how to say your name.
We've also got a News and Views blog. Post your comments by going to nprnewsandviews.org.
News and Notes has a hot new newsletter, too. You can go to the blog and find out how to sign up.
Thanks again, Christopher.
Anytime, Farai.